In the interest of, well, being interesting, the Institute has arranged a fun and educational display that is truly only in Texas. There are the mud-caked boots, optimistically worn by Kinky Friedman during his run for governor.
Kinky's black leather boots, custom made, on the front say Governor Friedman.
An evening ensemble that exemplifies a Texas author's fearless creativity.
Some fantastic vintage platform heels and a plastic clutch that Sandra Cisneros wore with an outfit, with a lace dress, and we have her shawl that she wore with the outfit.
And the shoes, boots, hats, and mementos of Texans who've done great things for the state and for mankind. Dr. Sarah Gould is the Institute's guest curator.
Okay, this exhibit is about inspiring Texans, and it's titled Texans Head to Foot. The idea here is that through a person's personal relics, their shoes and their hats, you can get a three-dimensional character sketch of the person. Through the hats, we're hoping to show the person's intellect, the person's drive, and through the shoes, we're showing the person's actions.
Take, for example, the shoes worn by television news reporters.
So Dan Rather's are hiking boots, and John Quiñones's are more like a hiking shoe. But obviously, what you would get from this story, I think just from looking at this, is that when you're a reporter, you better be ready for some.
And I can also see on Dan Rather's boots that
he
stepped in something.
Yeah, maybe he stepped in a puddle or something. They're
something
stained.
More like a flood or...
Yeah.
Oh, they're even stained way up high on the ankle.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. If these boots could talk.
We have some kind of quirky Texans. Kinky Friedman over here with some of his cigars. You know, he has his own cigar line, and whenever you see him, he's got a cigar in his mouth.
The exhibit is separated into eight areas: education, business, science and medicine, the arts, military, service and politics, and sports. Exhibit designer Claudia Padilla constructed the set so that visitors can get a 3D look into their favorite Texan's life, work, and personality, and come away inspired by the experience.
I think they should be inspired, basically, to be a productive person, because we're depicting here people that somehow they imprinted the lives of Texans. So you're hoping that you want to target that rather than just living a regular life with no objectives. So as long as people have objectives where to go to, I think they will move forward.
Gould agrees. She says the idea is to share the secrets of inspiring Texans, like a window that shows who they really are, and through someone's personal relics, a three-dimensional character sketch emerges that can inspire, teach, or just show people it's okay to be themselves.
The two Heloises, mother and daughter, we have their boots, and they both have some very interesting two-toned boots. Heloise, the mother, has turquoise and orange boots that were made for her by Larry Mahan. And then Heloise, the daughter, has two-tone magenta and purple cowboy boots.
The Head to Foot exhibit runs through May 1st at the Institute of Texan Cultures. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.